And welcome back to hour number two on this Memorial Day. Glad you could be with us. If you miss anything this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there it is, South Florida High School Sports. You'll get a whole bunch this evening, from football to baseball and everything in between, and certainly a lot to be thankful for, obviously, on this Memorial Day, and for all those who gave their lives so we could, be free and have everything going our way, like today and basically every day. So certainly if you missed anything in that first hour, if you missed the interview with Wilkie Perez, the new head coach at Miami Beach, or Brian Campbell, who just won his third out of the last 4 years as head coach, baseball coach at North Broward Prep, or Coach Jason Hamilton, who watched his Cardinal Gibbons Chiefs win for the first time almost 30 years or over 30 years of a baseball title. And that's just shows you that while that was going on, spring football was going on, just ended last week. And emerging from a lot of this spring now as we head into the summer are some of the top players, not only in the rising senior class of 2025, but also in that rising junior class of 2026. Somebody's at that head of that class, one of the best quarterbacks in the state of Florida, easily being recruited nationally. Somebody who led the American Heritage Patriots to within one game of playing for a state title last year is Dia Bell, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Dia, thanks so much for taking the time on your Memorial Day, and I know it's been a busy time for you in the month, and certainly a lot of traveling with the 7-on-7, but now you're back and working hard.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
It's got to all be exciting for you. Obviously, you know, growing up in what is pretty much a basketball family, and also yourself, who plays basketball extremely well as well. What has this all been like for you? Because you sat there and you watched some of the great quarterbacks, in the past, the kid Murphy, Blake Murphy, who graduated 2 years ago, kind of set the table for you. You got a chance to watch him. What's this all been like for you, climbing the ranks from an eighth grader all the way up, coming into your junior year as not only one of the best quarterbacks in South Florida, but one of the best quarterbacks in the state?
It's been a journey, to say the least. I mean, like you said, being an eighth grader and growing up behind a guy like Blake Murphy and learning from him from the sideline and going through all of it, playing JV, and then to where I am now and starting a whole season last year and almost making it to a state championship game. It's been nothing short of a journey.
Yeah. You look back at that, the game, the state semifinal last year against Tampa Berkeley Prep, and, coming in, a lot of people may have not taken that team serious, just like maybe New Orleans didn't as well. That was a game that obviously you guys had. When you left that game, what was your thoughts? I mean, because you came within a couple of minutes of going to state, was it sort of like, I can't wait to get back to work because next year we're going to finish off that job? Was that kind of the feeling of the team, that you guys had it and it got away?
For sure. That's definitely a feeling that was definitely felt after the game. I mean, I think all of us were pretty disappointed in the way we ended that game, but I mean, after it, you can't do anything about it. It's in the past, so you just got to get back to work and be as prepared as you can for next year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you take a look at your schedule. Every year you play a challenging schedule. Last year you opened up with St. John's, and you played Gibbons, and you played Chaminade. The same thing's going to happen this year, although you get a chance to match another really good quarterback from Milton, a kid that's committed to Miami, Milton, Georgia. Talk about the schedule, because you know as well as I do, when the districts or the regions come above and you have to play in the state, state championship series, you guys are more than ready. You've been tested. You've played some of the elite teams. Talk about that. And I think that's something that's always been in place at Heritage.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every year we're not ducking any sort of smoke in any sort of way. So, I mean, every year we're going to have the top of the line teams to play against to make sure that as we go through week by week, we're always getting better and learning from a new team, a better team every week. And so that'll ultimately prepare us for a state championship, hopefully for this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Diabel joins us, rising junior quarterback. I guess in a couple of days you could say officially junior quarterback at American Heritage Implantation. And one of the things that you've done is you've worked extremely hard. I was saying that last year, I don't know if anybody improved over a year more than you did, maybe because you got more reps, maybe because you were in significant positions in games. Talk about that and what has gotten you in this position. Do you, you know, talk about who coaches you and, you know, some of the people that are responsible for helping you get to this position?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everybody from the American Heritage staff pushing me every single day in practice and through game experience and learning from it with Coach Deshaun Kirst, Coach Mike Smith, Coach Daryl Porter, our defensive coordinator, learning stuff from him, as well as quarterback coaches I have outside of our school, like Oliver Bozeman and James Brady. I mean, all those guys have significantly contributed to my growth. And then the work just behind the scenes with all those guys is just the main reason I've grown to where I am today.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously you've given this so much thought. You guys went away a lot in the off season or last year as well to visit a lot of colleges, West Coast, Midwest, East, Northeast. Talk about that and some of the places that you visited and what you got out of some of those visits.
I mean, I visited a lot of places last year. I just wanted to make sure that the coaches, whether you, like you said, the West Coast or the East Coast, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that the talent I had, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew who I was. So that's kind of the reason why I was going all over the place like that. But I mean, I've learned so much from that. I've got to meet great coaches, and then learn from a bunch of those guys during their camps or whatever I did with whether we visiting and stuff like that. But no, I've learned so much stuff throughout this process and being able to take visits with my family, and so it's been a blessing.
Yeah, and I kind of caught some of the visits out west to Brigham Young and went to Notre Dame and, you know, seeing programs and seeing schools that are kind of historic. A lot of people, you know, you think about Notre Dame and you think about the Golden Dome and, you know, some of the areas that you've been to. I mean, obviously, being young, you probably didn't know a whole lot of the history, but certainly, you know, you kind of grasped it. What was it like being at a Notre Dame or a BYU?
No, those are fantastic places. I mean, like you said, when I was younger, I probably didn't know much about the culture behind the program at all. But as I've grown and talked to these coaches more, from me reaching out to them every week, I've got to learn so much more behind the culture and what they do at their programs that keeps them great programs. So, I mean, being around people like that and being able to talk to people like that has only helped me.
Yeah, yeah. What's your plans this summer? What are you guys going to do? You're going to go to some more camps? Your team's going to go to colleges? What do you have planned for this summer?
I know I'll be taking a couple more visits this summer, but I know I'll be back home a lot more because our summer program is going to be a lot this year, and then we're going to do a lot of more team 7-on-7 stuff, so I'll be home more this year.
Right. Obviously, you look at your receiving core. You have one of the best running backs in the country in Byron Lewis. Talk about what you expect out of this team, you know, coming up in 2024.
I expect nothing short of being able to go to a state championship and ultimately winning it. I mean, we have the talent to do it. And I'm going to do my best to hold everybody accountable and hold myself accountable to be the best versions of ourselves we could be. To ultimately take us there. So being able to work with guys like that only betters me as well. So it's great to work with those guys.
D, I can't thank you enough on this holiday for taking some time. I know it's a busy time for you and your family as well. And definitely we'll see a lot during the off season, whether it be at a practice or a 7-on-7, and continue doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you so much, Mr. Bluestein.
Good stuff. Diabel, coming rising junior, we're the best in the country and definitely a top 10 prospect in the state of Florida coming into his junior year. You know, when you're ranked amongst the best, and there are some really, really good players for the class of 2026, which for most of you, that's the rising junior class. He's just coming out of a sophomore year and he's getting all this attention. And plus he's got a lot of this experience, and you play on a program like American Heritage and Coach Mike Smith and all the great coaches that he surrounds himself with. As you mentioned, Daryl Porter, outstanding defensive coordinator, probably throws a lot of things at him during practices and scrimmages that he needs to know, because, you know, like I said, their schedule is going to be challenging. They start off with Milton, and they also play Cardinal Gibbons, and they also play against a really, really good Chaminade Madonna team, which I think they probably played as well against them last year as anybody. That was a game that we were all at. Chaminade got off to a 17-0 start, but then, wow. So that's another name to look for. Basketball background, obviously, with his dad and the family, but certainly has kind of made his mark and continues to do a tremendous job in the sport of football. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, also the active adults, and even youth athletes, which is, you know, in this day and age, you know, even the youth kids have those nagging injuries and, you know, things that they need to get back on the field as soon as possible. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little football. Somebody's going into their senior season. He's already committed to FIU from Northwestern. Darius Booby Johnson is next.